guy can kiss me. No, no.
Confessions of a train wreck.
Hello. Well, that was very Frank Walker National Tiles. Let me try that again. Hello. That was actually no better, so let's just quickly get it over with. Hello, TGIF, and welcome back to Fast Fire Friday, which is, as the name suggests, a series of fast fire questions with my guest from Tuesday's episode, who this week was the gorgeous Georgie Stevenson. Now, just in case I didn't love Georgie enough already, I honestly went and fell in love with her all over again after she ever so kindly shared her best savings tips and tricks with me in this week's Trainwreck Tuesday episode. Why am I puffed? I'm really not doing well at this today. So if you missed that episode, you already know that I'm going to say shame on you. So let's just quit the shame spiral while we're ahead and do yourself a favor and also do your bank account a favor by going back and listening to it now. Honestly, I promise you, you will thank me for it. Well, like you'll inadvertently thank me for it because mostly you'll be thanking Georgie for it. But you know, I'm happy to pass along the message. But while we're on it, if there is anything that you want to thank me for, I'm also all ears. You don't have to. Don't feel obliged to. Whoa, I really have digressed today. So, because Georgie and I could honestly talk underwater, I'm so excited to welcome her back again today. Just a little warning before we get into it. There is a lot of laughter in this episode, so enjoy. Welcome back to Fast Fire Friday. Georgie.
I thought you were talking to them, not me.
No, I was talking to you.
Oh, hi.
I've already spoken to them. Which they'll hear when the episode comes out.
Okay, I am so sorry.
No.
I'm very excited to be here.
Good. And what is the last thing that you watched on Netflix or Stan or whatever your streaming service of choice is?
Okay, so the last thing I watched was Grey's Anatomy.
Shut up. I love Grey's Anatomy. That is my one thing I always go back to.
It's so comforting. Yes. And I think at a time when things are fucked.
No, swear. It's true. Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Swear away.
Yeah, so I think at a time where things are a bit crazy because of COVID, I'm finding so much comfort in TV shows I've previously watched or love.
I cannot believe you said that because I was literally talking to a girlfriend last night because my boyfriend gets... He's not angry, but he gets so confused by me always watching Grey's Anatomy and Sex and the City. And he's like, but you've seen them 300,000 times.
Like, that's why
but
I
someone
like
told me the other day that people who struggle with anxiety.
Yes.
It's actually therapeutic to watch something you've already seen before because you know what happens and you know how it ends.
No,
so you still feel like
I'm
you're
an
in
anxious
control.
Person. So this makes so much sense.
Oh my God. Yes. I am so glad you said that. preach to starting the episode like that. Mine wasn't Grey's Anatomy. Mine was actually... The Katy Perry documentary. Have you seen it?
No, was it good?
It is. It's old. It's so good, but it's one of the things, like I was telling you when we had lunch before, that I've had a really bad week. A lot of shit's gone down at work that I'm not very happy about. And every time my life is in this weird rut period where I feel like I need to make a really big rapid change, for some reason I always watch the Katy Perry documentary because it shows her whole career from when she was like getting turned down by all those record labels, getting divorced with Russell Brand while she was in the middle of a world tour. Like, it just, oh, it is an absolute rollercoaster of emotions. But it's like my comfort go-to thing. Mm. And again, I've seen it probably seven times.
It feels empowering.
Yes.
Interesting. I'll have to watch it. Is that on Netflix or Stan?
I think it's on Amazon.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have Amazon.
Yeah, great. So I was going to say, I'll give you my password. It's not my password. It's my boyfriend's. But I'll give it to you. I've already got it.
Don't say it on here.
He doesn't listen. I hope not. When travel opens up again, where is the first place that you want to go?
Well, we were supposed to go to Europe, but honestly, I don't know if that's going to happen for a couple of years now. I would like...
So Europe?
So definitely Europe. But also we had booked New Zealand. I feel like that's probably more achievable
in the near future.
So hopefully New Zealand.
Love that. Yeah. I really want to go there too, but mine actually is Exmouth Island in the Bahamas.
What?
You know where they swim with the
pigs,
yes. And the sharks? I really want to go there.
What's it called? Xmas Island.
Xmas Island.
Like Christmas.
Yeah, but Xmas. Exumas, I think, in the Bahamas.
I'll come with you.
It costs so much money. Because I've looked at the flight detour. It's a 19-hour flight.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's
long.
It's
a no for me. It's okay. Not worth it. The pigs aren't worth it.
Valium.
Okay, I'll come.
My next question was, which is super funny, what is the one movie you can watch over and over again and not get sick of? And my dot point for this was the anxiety thing. about watching something that's so,
and then we've
like,
covered it.
We've already covered it. Yes. So let's just move right on.
Not even interested.
Because no. Obviously the answer is Grey's Anatomy, even though it's not a movie.
Yeah. Actually, no. Can I say?
Yeah.
One of my favorite movies on Netflix is To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
I've never seen that.
Oh, my God. I don't even know if I'm saying the title right, but it's amazing. You have to watch it.
Yay. Who's in it? Any famous people?
Yeah, but I'm like, I don't know their names.
I'm wearing they're super famous.
They're super famous, I swear. It's really good. I'll show you after.
Okay, yeah.
You have to watch it. I know that the listeners will know.
Yeah, okay. I'm just out of the loop.
Yeah.
Well, mine is, I actually had a movie written down too, Burlesque.
Have you seen that? Oh, that's a classic.
With Cher and Christina.
It's just come back on.
I know, but I've got... Oh, I mean, I have the DVD, but obviously DVD plays aren't a thing anymore. No. I have... You know, I bought, when I saw that in the movie cinema, I went down... This is how long ago it came out. I went down to the CD shop in the shopping centre after and bought the soundtrack.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're committed. That... Great movie.
Great movie, honestly. Christina in her absolute goddamn prime.
Yes.
Pizza or pasta?
Pizza.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't like pasta.
No, I don't like pasta either.
People think I'm batshit crazy when I say that, but I've never been like a pasta person. Yeah.
Like, no, so I grew up, my dad didn't like pasta, so we grew up not eating pasta.
Yeah.
So I think it's a bit weird now, just because I wasn't. And again, I think it's a comforting thing.
Yeah.
For some people, pasta.
Yeah. Not me. What's your favorite pizza?
Oh my God, this is such a basic bitch. Like a Domino's and it's cheeseburger pizza.
I didn't even know they did cheeseburger pizza.
It doesn't taste anything like cheeseburger.
Really?
But it's just delicious.
Yum.
What's yours?
Mine, like, it's, again, so basic, but this used to be like my, when I was on Tinder, it used to be like my byline. No, it's Hawaiian.
Oh.
I love pineapple and ham on pizza.
I don't like it.
Yeah. It's so, a real room divider. That's why I loved it as my Tinder bio, because, like, people would come in hot with their, like, opinion on that.
Yeah.
And if you didn't like it, it was like, okay, see you later. This is not going to work.
It's not going to work, so bye.
Which emoji best sums you up as a person?
Oh, my God. You know that emoji where it's, like, the little emoji smiling, then he's got, like, a tear, like, a sweat?
Oh, yeah. Like, and he's like awkwardly, anxiously smiling.
Yes, that's me. Because I like laugh in
bad situations.
I laugh in bad situations, and I feel like I'm just constantly like stressed, but also happy about it.
Just like getting through.
Yeah,
I love that.
That's me. What about you?
Mine, I like to think, is the tiara, but in reality, I think it's the girl doing the face bump.
No, like, I go tiara.
My expectation is the tiara, but I think reality is the face palm.
You know what emoji also I really love is when you say something bougie or do something bougie and you do, like, the nails like that.
Yes. Also, I love, for dramatic effect, the little face with, like, the really crooked squiggle mouth, like, ooh, you know, that one?
That's fucked.
I love that one. And when, like, someone sends that, you're
drunk,
like,
drunk or cooked
back.
Or something.
Yeah. So funny. What is your favorite song to absolutely belt out when you were in the car by yourself? Are you a car singer?
No, I'm okay. A podcast person.
Are you?
Yeah.
Interesting. I like, can you drive?
Can I drive?
No.
It's like, yes. What do you mean?
No, so when you drive, you go for like a podcast.
Actually, I've got a great one recently.
Yeah. Tell me, is it WAP?
It's WAP.
Oh my God.
No, or Girls in the Hood by Megan Thee Stallion.
Wow. So you're like a bad bitch.
Yeah, bad bitch. Yeah.
Really ghetto.
Mm. Love that. Yeah, it's either like informational podcast or like really ghetto. There's no in between.
There's no in between.
Yeah.
It's good. It's like a nice balance.
Yeah.
I actually am so greedy that I have a whole playlist on Spotify called Car, which is all just songs that are like in my key, like songs that I can actually sing in my range.
Did you just say your key?
Yeah, like, is that what it's called? Like my singing key?
Like, how do you know what your singing key is?
I used to sing.
Oh, this is why.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not a singer.
I used to sing a long time ago.
So these are just songs that you know that you sing well and you're like, I'm going to fucking play
and that's
this.
Why I can't listen to podcasts when I drive. I can't listen to radio. I can't listen to... I have to sing.
That is so interesting.
So right now my go-to singing song
What's your favourite?
Well, right, it changes like weekly.
Yeah.
But right now it is a Taylor Swift cover of Betty Davies' Eyes. You know that old school song?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like random. I don't even know how I found that on Spotify, to be completely honest with you.
Do you like Taylor Swift's new album?
See, I love Taylor Swift. I like that one song, Cardigan.
I haven't fully listened to the whole album, but I'm pretty much like Taylor Swift when she did like Red was like my pinnacle. You're looking at me with a blank expression on my face. Do you like Taylor Swift?
No.
No, okay, there you
well,
go.
Well, I don't not like her. Yeah. I just don't listen to her stuff.
Like neutral.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her new one's just a bit slow and sad for me.
It is a bit
like,
sad.
When I listen to music, it's more like hype yeah. girl stuff.
So you liked the album Rem?
Yeah.
Because like, that was
the divider.
We're
never getting back together and like, you yeah. know, all that like fun stuff.
Yeah. I do love a fun
she
song.
She got a bit serious.
She did.
She grew up.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm still waiting for that to happen to me. another random question. What is the first flavour you go for in a packet of Starburst and the last flavour you go for in a packet of Starburst?
Definitely the pink is the first.
First. Interesting.
Like probably the yellow is the last.
Same, the last.
Yeah.
Yellow, which is weird because I
What's
do
yours,
like
red?
Lemon. Red.
Yeah.
Only because I really like red Panadol and stuff. Like I really like, I know it's weird.
That's weird. You sicko.
I know. It's almost sick.
Yeah. It's like something happened in your childhood.
I know. And I used to love, huge segue, but do you remember Demazin?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
blue stuff?
Yeah.
I love Demazin.
That's weird.
Like I'd get some now, but I'm not sick.
Don't need it.
You're a sicko. Not the creamy Panadol, the red Panadol, the Demazin. I used to just throw it back. Yeah, but lemon too. I don't like that.
Yeah, no.
But I like lemon sorbet and like lemon water and stuff like that. I just...
Yeah, just as a like full... Like it's tart. Good when it's watered down, but as a full flavour, lemon's just a bit average.
Yeah. Last question. Who... Oh, hang on. No, second last question.
Read, Phoebe.
Who was your first celebrity crush?
Oh, Zac Efron, for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
You know he's living in Australia now? Did you see that?
Yes. I was
Byron.
Like, Tim, we should go to Byron. He was like,
can't get through the border.
We can't. I was like...
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Where do you reckon Byron?
I think he lives near, like... Is it Bella...
Like, more on the cliffside.
Yeah. That's like, I think it's where like Chris Hemsworth and stuff live.
Oh, I love them too. Just the Hemsworth brother. Yeah.
Absolute babes. Mm. You're probably too young to remember mine, but it was Jurassic from Heartbreak High.
I have no idea who
yeah,
that is.
I didn't think you would.
I'm like not even that younger, but anyway.
And then final question, what is the biggest thing that 2020 has taught you so far? And I know that we're only in September, so like, there still could be, like, several plot twists that happen because it's been such a massive
and
year.
And my tarot card reader said there will be.
Fantastic.
So.
So let's just keep it to so far.
So far. I'm a huge control freak. So this year has really been, like, Georgia, you can't actually control everything and you can't plan everything. And I've had to really sort of be okay with surrendering, putting my hands up and going, what will be, will be. And that has been actually quite good because it's something I really struggle with.
Yeah.
What about
you? That's a really positive one. I think there's been two things.
Yeah.
One, the first one was a huge one,
uh-huh.
is that work is no longer my number one priority. And I think for a really long time, I've just lived to work.
Yeah.
And, you know, you realize how
do you feel about that?
Are. I feel actually quite strange because as weird as this is to say, I feel like work has always been a big part of my identity, you know, like
yeah.
in my friendship group, I've always been like, oh, Phoebe, the one who has like 10 jobs and does this and does that
yeah.
and does that. And now I'm just like average Phoebe.
I wouldn't say, I wouldn't go that far, but anyway.
And the second one is to slow down a bit.
Yes.
Because especially during like shutdown when I was stood down from my full-time job and things like that, my gym was closed.
Mm.
I wasn't having these ridiculous days, which
and
I'm back to
you're
now.
A fast-paced person.
Yeah. So like up at 5, in the gym by like 5:45, then full day at work, maybe a walk after work, podcast after work, something.
Yeah.
So during that period, I was like, oh my God, sleep till 7, maybe go for a run, come back in the house, find something to do all day. Watch Netflix.
Yeah.
And I hated it at the start.
Yeah.
But now I feel like I don't like being fast paced anymore. It's weird.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Mm.
You know what's also interesting is like I've always been like I'm quite introverted, so I don't always love social events. Like mm-hmm. I'll go to them, but I don't always love them.
Yeah.
But something I've realized since like not being able to go to social events is like how much I actually don't mind going to social events, if that makes sense. So it's been kind
nice.
Of like a nice being like, oh, actually, when we do start going to stuff, I think I will appreciate it a bit more.
That's actually really nice because I've heard a lot of people say the reverse in that, like, a lot of people have flipped and they're like, I hate people now more than ever. And I'm like, okay, that's not healthy, but I'll let you have it because that's your life, not mine.
Well, lots of people are probably, like, social butterflies and they're realizing that it's fine.
Yeah.
In saying that, though, like, this year I'm not going to social events. It's still being great.
Yeah. I'm like low key loving it.
Yeah. It's funny because right when we went down in lockdown, I had like 6 weeks of like hens, engagement parties, everything, and everything got cancelled. And I'm not going to lie, like it was kind of good.
How good is it not wearing makeup or anything?
Oh, it's amazing.
And not wearing like party clothes.
You're so lucky I put makeup on today because I haven't.
So it's like same for you.
Yeah. Like you're like, you're looking at this gorgeous face. It's often bare.
And on that note, peace out, homies.
Bye.
I've never said that in my life. Don't you say against me,
no. Confessions of a train wreck. If you haven't subscribed yet, hello, do it now. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, rate me and write a review. See you again next week for Trainwreck Tuesday.